Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third, the left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth, the DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Glenn Burke. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. For the California Angels, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third, the right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth, the catcher, Terry Humphrey. Pitching for the California Angels, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive towards first. Fairley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards third. Duncan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Keough. Bostock moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is hit by the pitch. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Keough, and towards Guerrero, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards the mound. Tanana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Humphrey and he is safe. Page steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Humphrey and he is safe. Page steals third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lansford. Page scores. Horton moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Page throws the ball into Duncan, who tags Lansford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics one, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien bunts towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Humphrey and he is out, Gritch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanana fires to first and picks off Page. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Humphrey moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Humphrey moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Guerrero strikes out. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing right field. Glenn Burke now playing left field. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk is hit by the pitch. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Knapp now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien strikes out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 2 in the game. Burke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing pinch hits for Terry Humphrey. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Heaverlow. Downing moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Delone steals second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreau moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Landreau moves to third. Two outs. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Bobby Grich. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.